beginnen können da was sagt das seit da lamma tes reden am weis wegen tes matte beginnen gemacht als ich mit pi amen mit pi atzibe then I'll let us start the bracha until or the kairi cannot start saying kahanim until the amen was finished from the mouth of the tzibe. It's a few times, and also the kohen cannot start the bracha until the amen is finished from the tzibe. Now, Pirush Shri re-explains. He says, "Avigab demin perik shleish shachol." The Gemara says the bracha is demin zayin menach ina betzayir shal betzaya. One is making amitzi is not allowed to break the bread at sheikh lam peyim until the people finish answering amen. He says, "Wait, the people really bain." The mouth of most of those answering because the chala in amen yes me that because we're actually whoever's answering amen too long in el tay he's the mistaken one. They were going to have to wait for him. But Milin Birchaskan, we're going to Birchaskan, keeping Mishum the Shmai, who sends it because after here, the Mishta Meikos Macho, and they're not going to have to hear as long as they're still answering. Double Trey Kailis is two different sounds. Kailis Ainin, the sounds of the ones who are answering, who the other people who maybe that are not answering, but they're hearing the ones who are still answering, Amen. And Mikol Kam and Vorchim, the voice of the Kam who are making the Bracha ready, but Mishta Meikos, they're not going to hear. Now, Vitik Shalib Rabbi, if you can ask according to the words of the Rab, of the Ri, that. And what he's saying, so then you shouldn't be able to have two kam doing this at the same time. Because I mean, the Gemara Megillah Chafav on days brings that the Torah, when you're learning from the Torah, echad karev, echad mitargem, only one person could learn, one person could translate. Tani Sefer, and the Sefer says, that even two people, by when you're reading for the Navi, that even there, two people cannot recite at the same time. The Shama explains the reason. Because you cannot have two different sounds coming into one ear. But yet, we said previously, when two karma going up to Duch, and you call it Koyanim. So, what do you have to say? Brachis, when it's a blessing. I think of people who sense very dear to us, you know, but they tell you they could pay attention, you could hear two sounds. Like we find the same idea by the Megillah. If two people are laying the Megillah at the same time, you're so if that's the case, so regarding the Amen, they're also paying attention. They could hear both sounds at the same time. So why do you have to wait till they finish saying Amen? Taritz, that's answers Taisis. You cannot compare two voices, but they're saying the same thing, like two Kahanim. The Trekol is according two voices when they're saying two different things. Amen, Bani Brachas. Here's two different things. The people are answering Amen, and the camera is saying the brachas. That you can't hear. Could not pay group best like the Moses Rosh Hashanah of Rabbim base. Shevish Rosh Hashanah, Shevish Rosh Hashanah is shal yal pashin. It's from a yal, from the type of animal that's straight. Upim mitzvah bezav, and its mouth was plated with gold. Ubeis chatzitz mishleitz tadav, and you have two trumpets from the two sides. Because mitzvah yim b'shevah, the mitzvah of the day is with the shevah, the that's in the middle. Baruch b'gmarim, what else? Over then the chob zayin, the trei kol mim shabai. How could you have trumpets at the same time as the shayfer? Could you hear two sounds at the same time? But by the time you learn the brayse zachar b'sham of the echad, remember the miracle that Hashem when He gave the aseres adibus, which one says zachar, one says shama. That yeah, it was both the same word that Hashem said it. Mashein a peyochel dabu, that no mouth could do both that at the same time. Or mashein ois niyochel shmei. Generally, an ear cannot hear that. Oh, sakach. So you see, hechad I call this mashunas where the voices are the sounds are different. One zacha, one shama, could go in kolecha zacha ba'ashen shama, in oizn yuchay l'shmai klal. The ear cannot hear that at all. So, that would be the same thing when one is entering amen, and one is saying the bracha. V'kol shayfa v'kol chatzaitzis, yesh lo'im ade imashon, but you could say the sound of the shayfa and the sound of the trumpet is not different. And l'halchi ma'asin ha'asin, that's what actually comes out of there, the mishtamoy, I did the chaviva, that yeah, you could hear both at the same time since it's deer. But the halach, but the concept of deer would not help if one saying zacha, one shama, or like here, one saying amen, and one saying the bracha. Uinami, another point you could say is actually the boyi dilishami nami habracha. No, what we needed was is that we needed those to hear the bracha hani de marichin ba'amen. Those themselves who are saying the amen, afpishten, although they're the mistaken ones, but v'choshoshin ba'hin ba'atmanan, when they themselves are saying the amen, in shem mikol chavim, they're not going to hear the sounds of their fellow kahanim giving them the bracha. And says Taisha v'tafas loshen achron and pick this last interpretation. Why? Because the Amasik Asim Gedigma actually comes out of the trick called Mechad Gabal Limishtamoy. Two sounds from one person that you don't hear. Like Zachar Shema, which was from the same source from Hashem. But Mitre Gabri, but from two people, Mishtamoy would be heard. Ah, Mashma sounds like that. I feel like the Zachar Shema, I de Chavibi, since it's precious, that the Kol Shoyf and Kol Chatzaitzis, which are trick called Mishun Zemizeh, which are two different sounds, Dimin Zachar Shema, Mishtamoy would be heard, I de Chaviv, because it's dear. So it can't be because you're hearing two different things. It sounds like that wouldn't be a problem. That you know, since it's chavit, that you would hear it, and must be because no, the people themselves are answering. Oh, maybe they themselves cannot hear the kam at the same time that they're talking. Next says Master begins the Gemara by Mechas the Tanis of Amri. So we're seeing all these psukim they say during Berachas Kehanim. Question was, what do they say by Mincha of Tainis? So it says Avigal the Beskin of the Perek the Shalish Prokem. But it says bothered the Gemara Paskins on the Tainis of Chavav and Beis Kribiisi. Something that he says, like in the Sis Kavam Mechas the Tanis. There is no Sis Kavam Mincha by Tainis from the Shchich Shikras because generally in the afternoon, which is not the time we're concerned, people might be intoxicated, including Kahanim, and they cannot do the Nisiz Kavam when they're intoxicated. And although it's a fast day, but might come be confused with a regular day. So you don't do Nisiz Kavam even on the Tainis. So what are we asking over here? Mincha of Tainis on Nisiz Kavam. If somebody says, you can say, is Hocha, here we're going, that's what we're asking regarding the anonymous mission over there. The Ketanah that says, Dal Pam Yom, that there were four times a day to do Nisiz Kavam, which includes Mincha. But you're right, according to Allah, like Rabbi Yisi, there would be no question. Or Inami, you could even say, for Rabbi Yisi. Even the question is according to Rabbi Yisi. Kadama also, like the Gemara says, with the come like Rabbi Yisi, since we pass like Rabbi Yisi. In today's time is my time, so the Gemara asked the question, why do we do Nisiz Kabayim by Mecha by fast? Oh, because keeping the Samach Lashkis Achama, since it's close to sundown, then Kaparsi Betfila, then they do it by davening. Because Ketfilas Ne'ilah Dam, and then it's very similar to Ne'ilah, which Ne'ilah is never, it's only by fast, and therefore that's not going to be confused with a regular day. That's why we do it even by Mincha, by a fast day. Next, this Master begins the Gemara. Ema v'neinu anuvanu. So what's the psukkim that they say? If our sins, you answer to us, Hashem, do it for your sake. That's what we say, the psukkim by Mincha, by times. So it says, in time, it says, exactly what you're going to say. Hani psukkim of Mincha, wait a second, these psukkim of Mincha, my husband's pun make about. Gemara ultimately says that the reason why we say psukim, even though you're really supposed to be quiet, is because you're supposed to show your appreciation. What type of appreciation is there by saying this tefillah of Imma Vaneinu Anavanu? It's a request, it's not appreciation. Because since they were fasting for a difficult issue, they should not come to the tzibur, to the community. By the last quarter of the day of the Tainis, that's when you beseech mercy. I was sitting and I was desolate until the mincha of the evening. I got up from my fast, and with the tearing of my garment and my cloak, and I kneeled on my knees, and I spread out my palms to Hashem, God. They permitted to beseech mercy at the time of Nasiz Kebayim, because the Eisrotzen, because it's a very opportune time. And Vanu Tzibur Amen, the Tzibur is going to answer Amen, Kedemash Pekarel, like it sounds like Gemara over there and Bracha the Mahayim days. That's a very accepted time, and therefore that's why, although generally, yeah, it's supposed to be giving thanks, but on the Tainis, at this time is when we beseech mercy, therefore we allowed it during the Nesiyas Kapayim. As the Gemara says, Haman the Chazal Chalma, B'liyodim HaChaz, if someone sees a dream and doesn't know what he saw, if it's good or not, Liki Kamikani Be'idna the Prasi Dari, should go and stand in front of the Kanim when they're doing the Nesiyas Kapayim. But let me should say the boy no ilam and master of the world, chalam chlamti, but I dreamed a dream, I don't know what it is, etc., etc. So it's a good time to beseech mercy, and therefore that's why on the Tainis we say psukim of rachmim of rotzim.